Bedford Republican Representative Eric Cook authored the bill that started the dispute. It would have allowed utility companies to charge fees for customers using alternative energy sources. The measure also would have reduced reimbursement rates that, for instance, solar panel owners receive when they collect more energy than they use. That's why Citizens Action Coalition Executive Director Kerwin Olson calls the measure the Kill Solar Energy Bill.
This bill filed by Eric Cook was a direct attempt to thwart the progress that we've made with expanding solar energy in Indiana, no question about it.
The Citizens Action Coalition is an utility consumer advocacy group. Speaker Brian Bosma killed the bill, but for the coalition, the fight isn't over.
Just because it was pulled from the calendar in 2015 does not mean it's going to come back in 2016. We are well aware, and we are expecting a very same, if not similar, bill.
Citizens Action is suing Cook and the House Republican Caucus. They initially filed public records requests earlier this year to see Cook's emails, text messages, and other correspondence with utility companies. House Republican Chief Counsel Jill Carnell denied those requests. She wrote that the General Assembly isn't subject to Indiana's Access to Public Records Act. The 30-year-old law, also called APRA, allows the public to view records from all state public agencies, but it doesn't specifically name the General Assembly as one of those agencies. Indiana Public Access Counselor Luke Britt sees it differently. He advises lawmakers and the public on state access law issues.
Plain reading of that statute indicates that they are, in fact, subject to the provisions of the Access to Public Records Act. Additionally, they also wrote themselves in an exception for their work product. It stands to reason that if you write yourself an exception to a law, then you're initially subject to it.
Britt published that opinion after Citizens Action sought his advice. However, it didn't sway House Republicans. Carnell wrote that even if the act does apply to the legislature, the emails Cook shared with utility companies are covered under the exception to the law Britt just mentioned, work product. So, what counts as work product? The ambiguous phrase doesn't have a definition in APRA. Olson says the answer is obvious.
Work product is well understood to be an internal document amongst employees of that organization.
Under Olson's definition, the emails between Cook and another lawmaker would be exempted, while emails with utility companies would not. IU Law and State Government Program Director Cynthia Baker says the emails may count as public records, but with the way APRA is written, it's ultimately the legislature's choice to withhold or release that material.
The fact that the General Assembly comes under the purview of Indiana's Access to Public Records Act doesn't mean the records being sought in this case are necessarily available to the public because of the numerous exceptions, including the work product of a member of the General Assembly.
Energy and Policy Institute Executive Director Gabe Elsner, whose group filed the original public record request, says the use of work product as a blanket definition isn't in line with the spirit of the law.
All of that would mean that the state legislature can operate in complete secrecy without any accountability to the people that they're supposed to represent.
APRA does say that when confronted with a question of interpretation, the law should be liberally construed in favor of openness. Still, the groups bringing suit against the legislature face one other hurdle: enforceability. The Indiana Supreme Court ruled on an APRA case in 1993 that the judicial branch can't interfere in the legislature's internal affairs, calling it a violation of the separation of powers clause. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Payne Horning in Indianapolis.